We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and continuing on here with USD 3D3 Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade and Board Member Kristen Brighton. School Board does have a meeting tonight, first one of the new year at 6:30 at the Robinson Education Center. And let's talk about some of the things that will be happening tonight, including donations and grants. Always a good time to talk about that, Kristen.
Sure. Yeah, we have over $17,000 worth of donations from the community that we'll be accepting tonight. And I was just going to run through those because some of them are very generous from just community members. We had a $500 cash donation from James and Ann Cohen to Eugene Field Early Learning Center for building operational costs. We had a $12,600 grant from Riley County Raising Riley to College Hill Early Learning Center for reduced fees for families. And so that's greatly appreciated for those families. A $1,000 cash grant from Cox Communications of Kansas Charitable Fund to Manhattan High School to be used for classroom supplies for the 18 to 21 program, as well as for community-based instruction opportunities. So that's greatly appreciated. $500 cash donation from Commerce Bank for school social workers to use for student needs and emergency situations. So I know the social workers will put that to good use. And then lastly, there was an anonymous donor to teachers at Amanda Arnold of $2,500 of Amazon gift cards of $50 each for classroom supplies. And so I know the teachers at Amanda Arnold will put that to good use as well. As always, we appreciate the generosity of our community in supporting our district, especially this year of all years.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's great to hear. I love hearing all the generosity in our community. I do have a phone call here on In Focus. Let's get to Paul here. Good morning.
Good morning. You've got a very good guest on there. He's the best superintendent we've had since Tom Hawk, but Tom Hawk was temporary. He didn't pay me for this. Okay, here's what I'm going to say. I'm not knocking the other caller a minute ago that was kind of giving him a little situation. But he's a very intelligent man, and I respect his opinion. My opinion is we need to do what I've said on George Norrie a couple times. We need to wear a mask, stay low, and pray. And we have a great superintendent, assistant superintendent, all the staff we have. I wouldn't want to go into those schools. They don't want to either, but they're taking care of our kids. As far as the funds, my parents raised kids, paid taxes. I did too. My two daughters are paying taxes now for schools. I've always thought that the taxes should go up at 65 because you're probably not going to have any more kids. But we can't stop it in the middle. So anyway, let's get together, back the schools, back the health department, back the RCPD, back the county and the city, and let's get together. Thank you all very much. I hope you have a great forever, and thank you very kindly for listening.
Well, thank you for the call and the comments, and also the recognition of the aspect of we do have a lot of community support here in the Manhattan Ogden area, and we do appreciate it, and we do take our jobs very seriously and know there's a lot of responsibility. And, you know, those little petri dishes are, of course, unbelievably important to their parents and grandparents, but also to us as staff of the district and members of the community. And we see them out and about, not just in the schools as well. So they're important to us, and we do want input about how we can do things better so that we can keep them safer and do things better. So I want people to know we are open to suggestions, and sometimes it's a big ship, and we can't do everything that people suggest that might be beneficial in their family, but we still want the input when it comes. And as far as the elections go and the bonds and all of those things, we have a lot of I always thank board members for being willing to do what they do, because there's so many opportunities to upset people month after month after month with the things that we do. And knowing that there's always that opportunity for people to vote them out of office, to not pass a bond issue, to not support us. And yet over and over again, we see where people, they don't like something we do, but they still provide support for us and hold us accountable for doing the things we need to do, and say, you know, we're proud of our school district, we're proud of our community, and we want it to continue to get better. So I guess the bottom line for me would be, Appreciate the holding us accountable, and also the support, knowing that we really are here for the kids, for the students, and their success. And we just always have to keep our focus on that with what we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as far as other items on the agenda here tonight for the school board meeting, there's looks like one proclamation and some. It's really kind of a light agenda here tonight.
It is. We've got the Martin Luther King Jr. proclamation for January 17th to the 23rd to be Martin Luther King Jr. week, where recognizing every day is an opportunity to live the dream of Dr. King. We do have a project on the under new business for roof replacement and EVIS restoration. That the EVIS is kind of like synthetic stucco for the outside of buildings for water resistance, insulation. That's a project that last time any of that work was done there at Anthony, I believe, was 2001. So it's time for us to do some work on that building. And the money has been set aside in the past for that project. So that's on the agenda. Construction update, of course, we've still continued to go, you know, construction is going well. We're still working on, despite with the reopening and COVID out there, we're still working on construction, our boundaries, our strategic framework. The board has had work sessions on equity and diversity. So we've got a lot of other things going on. We've got the Oliver Brown. We're still moving forward with, you know, of course, the construction there, but also getting the equipment supplies for that building. Principal applications have come in, so we'll be looking at hiring a principal here probably within the next month to 6 weeks. Mascot and colors for Oliver Brown. Just a lot of things going on, Brandon, that may not come up in our meeting tonight because, as you said, it's a light agenda, but a lot of things going on in the district.
Yeah, absolutely. And when will you guys take up the redistricting conversation some more? Will that be coming at the next meeting or maybe in February?
I believe in maybe the second meeting in February coming to the board that the redistricting and the boundary committee is meeting. They're looking at some different scenarios. So that it's definitely not a done deal. Looking at options, going to come back to the board with that, you know, within probably 6 weeks.
All right. Is there any other announcements, Kristen or Dr. Wade, that you have here this morning?
Well, Kristen covered kind of our standard aspect that we always want to say would be, you know, we need the community to help us keep the schools open. And we're going to say that over and over again, that, you know, wear your mask, as Paul said, you know, wash and sanitize your hands, keep your hands away from your face, practice the social distancing, avoid mass gatherings if you're on quarantine. You're a close contact and supposed to stay home. You know, all of those things we keep talking about continue to be important, especially, we've got that new strain that we hear about from the UK, you know, just things that we've got to keep an eye out on. So probably the last thing would be Martin Luther King Jr. Day is January 18th, and we will not have school that day in observance of that.
All right. Well, the meeting is at 6:30 tonight, and there's a couple ways you can stream that. Usually, it kind of goes back and forth. I know Facebook or YouTube, but it'll be one of those two platforms here tonight.
Yes.
Okay. Be sure to check that out. 6:30 Robinson Education Center School Board meets tonight. Dr. Wade, thank you very much, and Kristen, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Kristen.
Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus. Linda Teener joins us next from UFM Community Learning Center.